This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we're going to take some time to visit with Alex Joyce of Action Power Sports in Litchfield. Alex, great to see you again, and if you don't mind, just fill us in on what you do here at Action Power Sports.
Absolutely. I've been at Action Power Sports now for about 5 years. Just really an all-around gopher here at the shop. If you need parts, I can help you out with great deals on parts or accessories for your new or used unit. I can also help you with, you know, if you got a machine that needs some repairs, I can get you situated with the technicians here at Action Power Sports, get you a quick turnaround and get you squared away in the right direction, but also work with sales. So if you need a new unit or a great used unit, I can assist you with that as well.
Sounds good. So just give you a call and you can probably help us out or find someone who can. You mentioned that you work also in the service department, and I know it's springtime, so we're starting to get excited and get out and about and get on these outdoor vehicles, and that's something that you recommend people to start scheduling appointments.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is springtime, so everybody's getting warmed up for the year, and it never fails you. Everybody pulls all their stuff out at the same time of the year and realizes, hey, it doesn't start, or wow, I need a service. And we are about, you know, 3 weeks out at the moment, but the sooner you call in, the sooner I can get you in. We are working on to improve that every day, and each day it goes down, you know, unit by unit. But yeah, absolutely, stay ahead of the game. It's going to help you out in the long run and get you ready for at least spring at the latest. So.
And what phone number do folks need to call if they want to schedule a service appointment?
Yeah, you can reach us at 217-324-6031.
Well, other than getting ATVs or whatever it is you have worked on that you already own, you do have stuff for sale here at the store. The floor is jam-packed right now, so we want to talk about some products, especially geared toward farm use. So fill us in on what you have available and some of the options that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we sell Polaris, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Farm use-wise, though, you're really going to be tending to look at the side-by-sides produced by Polaris and Kawasaki. You have, you know, the new Ranger 1000 that came out this year. It's boasting 80 horsepower. Top speed is going to be around 60 to 65 mile an hour, but just an all-around great machine. You know, 1,000 pounds in the bed, 1,500 pound towing. It's really going to cater to a lot of the farmers in the surrounding area. Polaris, something different they came out with this year was the Ranch Edition. The Ranch Edition features dual sport tires. It's got the T-post holder on the back and a wire spooler for those guys who are building fences in the spring, summer, fall, whatever caters to your local farm. But they also came out with the HVAC, which is really cool. So most of the Ranger cabs up until this point only had heat. Now you have the option of heat and AC. So for the guys that are working in the summer really hard, long, want a cool break, they can hop in the cab and cool down. Or my guys that are doing all the tiling work in the winter, you know, they want to stay warm, they can hop in the cab and literally be in a t-shirt and pants in the middle of winter and be very comfortable.
Well, that sounds like an awesome feature, and I know these, the Rangers, the other models that I don't know the names of, not only are these workhorses, but you can also have some fun in these. So if you want to go out on the weekend and just drive around, I think that's an option too.
Absolutely. There's tons of accessories that can cater to your riding style. For example, Polaris this year came out with over 1,000 accessories, so whether you're a sport rider, a play rider, or working on the farm, Polaris does make the easiest integration for any accessory out there with their vehicle on the way you wish to ride.
Well, speaking of driving these, and we are using them on the farm, but we can use them for other things, something that you filled me in on that I wasn't aware of is that there are street legal kits for these. Now, that's pretty exciting. I know it is limited to certain areas, but just tell us a little more about that and how someone could make it street legal to use.
Yeah, so the state of Illinois says absolutely not when it comes to putting these on the road. However, the townships, municipalities, the cities, they have taken it into their own hands and said, hey, you know, we'll work with you if you work with us. Basically, most townships say if you put a turn signal kit on there and a horn, a rearview mirror, so you can see what's approaching you from behind, most of the townships and stuff are setting up deals where if you buy a sticker, usually from your local police department, I've seen prices range from $30 to $100. That allows you to get on the road, stay off the main highways, but at least you can use it for work, for transportation. I know surrounding areas like Hillsborough, for example, has it, Irving, Witt. Unfortunately, Litchfield does not at this point in time, but yeah, if you're one of those towns that are lucky and you can take these on the road, we're more than willing to help you set up, get your machine ready, even if it's with just basic, simple tires that are going to cater to more street use than off-road use or a good mix in between. But yeah, eventually we'll see it by countywide, I'm hoping. Right now it's just by towns, and as it branches on, eventually it'll be by county, you know, just buy it from your local police department. That way your town benefits from the profits and go from there.
Well, I think that's really exciting, and it's a fun way to get out and enjoy the nice weather. If you don't have a motorcycle or something like that, use a piece of equipment you already have at your house or on your farm. You said, you know, you're really willing to help answer questions, if schedule service appointments. Customer service is something that Action Power Sports is ranked very highly for, and you guys are very proud of.
Yeah, we're 100% with Polaris, so when the customers give us feedback, Polaris bases us on our customer service, our sales, our service. We are the 100% with them, so that's really nice to see. It shows us we're doing our job, and it also lets us know that the customers appreciate what we're doing. We're also in the upper 90% with Kawasaki, so it's, once again, you know, it's just good to see that repetition and it actually come to life and work out well for everybody's advantage.
Needless to say, awesome ratings, and that's very exciting for you guys. What we haven't talked about yet, you were in this location last year, but it's still fairly new, so I think it'd be worth mentioning where you are located now, and again, your contact information if someone would like to get a hold of you.
Yeah, we're located out by the new Huddle House right out here on Thunderbird Circle. Corvette Drive, we're right on the corner, really easy to see. But our address is 25 Thunderbird Circle. Our phone number is 217-324-6031. The new shop has definitely been an upgrade and a very welcomed transition from the old building. So if you haven't had a chance, come on in, check it out. We're going to be here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, we're here 8 to 2. So if I'm not here, everybody else, you've got Randy and Tyler up front, and then we've also got Nick, Rick, and Brent in the back. They can assist you with any service needs you might have.
Sounds great. And as I said already, the floor is jam-packed with all different sorts of toys to look at and accessories. So come on out to Action Power Sports, and we've been visiting with Alex Joyce.